Hello, this is John, and I'm going to read Gavin's Corner. Elections. Thankfully, by now, we will be a month post the county council elections. It was a gruelling 6 weeks of campaigning, canvassing and leaflet dropping. My average daily steps surged from a measly 10,000 plus to an average of 16,500 each day. Walking every corner of Benson, Dorchester, Cromarsh, Warborough and Ewelm. Although quite a chore, it was really interesting to come across previously unknown to me nooks and crannies of each of the places visited. I also got to see some amazing gardens, always good to provide new ideas for our own space at home. I also met some lovely new people, most of whom were surprisingly friendly and welcoming, and had some great doorstep debates. Some complete strangers also offered teas and coffees, which sadly I had to decline due to A, not being allowed, and B, I had to continue delivering. I probably appeared on a huge amount of video doorbells, there are so many of them, hopefully showing appreciation for the garden, or cursing the letterbox. The latter gave me a real understanding of what our posties go through every day. Some letterboxes are a dream. Slip the leaflet in, no trouble. Others, though, are a deliverer's nightmare. These can broadly be split into two groups. The low-down ones, when you've been walking for hours, that extra bend gets to you. I'm not as young as I used to be. And the snappy ones. After a day of sharp, abrupt ones, I had very sore knuckles. And one of the team suggested the solution, a spatula, although some people did question why on earth I was carrying one. The strangest, though, were those where there was no letterbox at all. How do these people get letters or other deliveries? I am still intrigued. Answers on a postcard. The upshot of all this, as you will now know, is that I got elected to represent you all. So a massive thank you for all of you who put my posters up in your windows, you know who you are, and to everyone who voted for me. It was greatly appreciated, although now the hard work starts. You would have thought that there would be a gap between the election and requests, concerns, emails, etc. coming in, but no. To date, I have been bombarded with things to follow up on, which is great. It shows that you all care a lot about where you live and do want positive changes to roads, to the river, to speeding. The list is pretty long. Whether you voted for me or not, I am still your councillor and will do my best for you. That's what I signed up to. I stood out of frustration that things just weren't happening, or sometimes if they did, they were sometimes the wrong things. Please do reach out to me if you have concerns about anything the County Council can influence. I will keep you posted on developments. And that's by Gavin McLaughlin, who can be contacted on gavin.mclaughlin, spelt M-C-L-A-U-C-H-L-A-N, at oxfordshire.gov.uk.